Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, in yesterday's lesson, we were talking about Naohiro Kimura, a 32-year-old Japanese man.
He's a hikikomori, 也就是简居族, which means a person who has spent at least 6 months alone without going out or talking to anyone.
Now, we also learned that this problem can sometimes relate to mental health problems, like depression.
But it also has a lot to do with Japanese culture. People in Japan are under pressure to succeed, especially men.
That's right. If they don't, they might feel ashamed and keep away from people because of it.
This is a big problem in Japan. No one really knows how many hikikomori there are.
Now, some government studies say that it could be anywhere from 541,000 people to 1 million, but it might even be much higher than that.
That's because the studies don't always include females who are older hikikomori.
Now, today we're going to start talking about something Kimura is doing to help hikikomori.
All right, let's get started then.
Reading.
Giving the hikikomori a voice.Kimura has determined to change the public's perception of hikikomori and help his fellow sufferers along the way. He is the founder of a new newspaper called Hikikomori News. Twice a month, several hikikomori meet in Kimura's apartment to discuss the newspaper's stories. The newspaper's first issue took Japan's government to task.For omitting older hikikomori from a survey. A few months later, the newspaper covered subjects related to female hikikomori. Yuka Naruse, who's been a hikikomori for 20 years, says some women remove themselves from society after getting married. This could be caused by increasing pressure from their husbands or in-laws.A 54-year-old hikikomori, who goes by the name of Vosa Ikeda, says working for Hikikomori News gives him a sense of purpose. This is exactly what Kimura hopes the newspaper will do. Kimura's goal is not only to educate the public, but also to give all hikikomori a voice. Most of all, however, he hopes it will encourage hikikomori to rebuild human relationships and rejoin society.
Today's article starts out by saying, Kimura has determined to change the public's perception of hikikomori and help his fellow sufferers along the way. Now, let's talk about this noun, perception.
Kimura 决定要改变大众对简居族的 perception, 也就是观念看法。对某事的观念看法呢，我们可以说是一个 a perception of something. So for example, we can say, people's perception of nature needs to be changed so that we can protect the environment better. Kimura 决定要改变大众对简居族的 perception, 也就是观念。看法，对某事的观念看法，我们说 a perception of something. So we can say people's perception of nature needs to be changed so that we can protect the environment better. 人们对自然的观念看法需要被改变，这样一来呢，我们就可以将环境保护得更好。
So perception is basically the way that you see something.And the public's perception of hikikomori is not very good. Now, Kimura wants to change this. He also wants to help his fellow sufferers. The adjective fellow is spelled F-E-L-L-O-W, fellow, describes people who are in the same situation as you. This could be because they're in the same class or they work with you.Another example could be, I asked my fellow students if they wanted to help buy a small gift for the teacher.
我问我的同学呢，要不要买一个小礼物给老师。Fellow 形容词，同类的，也就是处境相同的。文章中呢 ，Kimura 想要帮助 fellow sufferers， 也就是和他一样遭受同样问题所苦的人。
Now we also saw the phrase along the way here. We used this phrase to show that he wants to help others at the same time he's changing the public's perception. Or something is happening during this experience in life that he's having. For example, Harry's journey to the U.S. has just begun and he's hoping to meet someone special along the way.
Along the way 这个片语呢，字面上我们看到 along 是沿着的意思，那 way 是道路，所以呢它本身可以指沿路，但是呢我们在这里引申为在此期间。 So what has Kimura done so far?
Well, he's working on both of these problems in one way. The article tells us he is the founder of a new newspaper called Hikikomori News.Now, in that sentence, it said Kimura was the founder of a newspaper.
Founder 就是创始者的意思。那它的动词呢是 found, 创立。三态同学们注意哦，是 found, founded, founded. 那同学们可能马上想到，诶 ,found 不是 find 的过去式吗？没错 ,find 这个字找到，它的过去式是 found， 过去分词也是 found， 所以两个字常常有同学会搞混，要特别注意哦。Okay, besides founding Hikikomori News, what else has he done?
Well, he's also brought in some people to work with him. He's not just working on this newspaper alone. The article says, twice a month, several Hikikomori meet in Kimura's apartment to discuss the newspaper's stories.Now, I think it's good that people who are Hikikomori are the ones writing the stories. That way, they get out of the house and meet people, and they truly understand the problem.
Right. What kind of stories do they write for the newspaper?
Well, here the article tells us about some of the first stories they wrote about. It says, the newspaper's first issue took Japan's government to task,for omitting older Hikikomori from a survey. Now first, let's find out what a newspaper issue is.
课文中呢，我们看到 issue 这个字，它指的是啊，发行物或者是报刊旗号。我们可以说呢， there is an article on motorbikes in the latest issue. 最新一期的期刊当中，有关于一篇写摩托车的文章。那另外呢 ,issue 还可以当议题来解释哦。比如说啊社会上需要讨论的议题有很多。There are environmental issues, 环境议题 ,political issues, 政治议题或者是 racial issues, 种族议题。每个人呢也都有自己的 personal issues, 也就是自己要处理的问题。那很常见的用法还有 to have issues with somebody or something, 也就是对某人或某事有意见。
Right. Okay, so this first issue took the government to task. Take somebody to task is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you. Hey, what's wrong? You look so upset.
I am.I made a mistake at work yesterday.
Sometimes that happens. Can you fix it or is it pretty serious?
Well, it was a simple error, but my boss took me to task for it today.
Your boss did your tasks for you today? That sounds more like a reward than a punishment.
He didn't do my work for me. Taking someone to task means to let them know they did a bad job.
Alright, so taking someone to task means 严厉批评某人，责备某人。
Sadly, yeah.
Isn't your job cutting and coloring hair? Maybe your mistake just gave someone a cool new look.
You won't think that when you hear what happened. This little old lady asked me to color her gray hair.
Did you?
Yes, but now her hair is bright green.
So So when you take somebody to task, you're basically criticizing them for something they've done. And here, the newspaper criticized the government for omitting older hikikomori. Now, we saw the verb omit. It's spelled O-M-I-T, omit. And when you omit something or someone, you fail to include that person or thing. This could be done on purpose or just because you've forgotten them. Now, for example, we could say, Jacob didn't want his friends to know who he was with, so he omitted that part of his story.
Jacob 省略了他那一个部分的故事，因为啊，他不想让他的朋友知道他当时跟谁在一起。To omit something 就是省略。可以是故意的，或者是不小心遗漏某物。那它的过去分词、过去式还有过去分词，同学们要特别注意，我们要重复字尾 T 再加 ED。那文章说到呢 ，Hikikomori News 当中的第一个议题 First Issue 讨论的就是政府在调查中遗漏了年长的简居族。
Okay, well, let's look at the next word. It said the government omitted older hikikomori from a survey. Survey is a noun. It's spelled S-U-R-V-E-Y, survey. And a survey is a set of questions that you ask a large group of people so that you can gather information about something. As an example, we could say...The latest survey shows that people are less happy with their president than before.
Survey, 它这边是一个名词，调查。To do or conduct a survey, 做一项调查。那如何表示调查的结果呢？我们可以说啊 ,the survey shows or indicates that, 后面把显示的结果内容写出来。或者是呢，我们也可以说 the survey found that, 也就是调查结果发现。
Now, the newspaper talked about female hikikomori too. Here it says, a few months later, the newspaper covered subjects related to female hikikomori. Now, what does it mean by cover here?
Cover 呢本身它可以当动词是遮蔽涵盖报道的意思。那这里呢 ,Hikikomori News 也涵盖报道了与女性间这个简居族相关的主题。那另外呢 ,cover 也可以当名词哦代表的是封面。
Okay, so one of the women who works on the newspaper has something to say about this. The article tells us Yuka Naruse, who's been a hikikomori for 20 years, says some women remove themselves from society after getting married. Now, here it says that women might remove themselves from society.The word remove is a verb, and it's spelled R-E-M-O-V-E, remove. When you remove something, you're taking it away from a place. Here, the women are taking themselves out or away from society. Another example could be, if you remove anything from the shelf, please put it back when you're finished.
Remove 是移除的意思 To remove A from B 从 B 处去除 A 这个东西有些日本女性呢在结婚之后 Remove themselves from society 将自己从社会中移除也就是让自己成为简居族的意思
Okay, so some women become hikikomori after they get married The article tells us why this might happen It saysThis could be caused by increasing pressure from their husbands or in-laws. Now, we know that husbands are the people women are married to, but what are in-laws?
In-law 是姻亲的意思。这边呢，加上字尾 S 代表的是复数。那中文当中呢，有公婆啦、岳父、小姑、妹婿这些称谓。那在英文上面的表达很简单，像公公、岳父，我们说是 father-in-law， 婆婆。岳母我们说 mother-in-law 那小姑啦大嫂我们说 sister-in-law 妹婿姐夫等等的我们说 brother-in-law 简单来说就是因为 law 法律而产生的关系
Okay, now let's hear about another hikikomori The article tells us a 54-year-old hikikomori who goes by the name Vosot Ikaida says working for Hikikomori News gives him a sense of purpose Now, the phrase go by the name of is used to show that the man is using a different name than his own. In this article, the man doesn't want people to know his real name. Now, another example could be Robert Zimmerman is a famous musician who goes by the name of Bob Dylan.
To go by the name of 后面加一个名字，代表的是呢自称为此名，像是艺人啦都会有艺名，也许是他不想要让大众知道他的真实姓名，就像是例句当中提到的 Robert Zimmerman， 他的艺名呢就是众所皆知的 Bob Dylan。
So Ikeda gets a sense of purpose when he works at the newspaper. That means he feels important or feels like he belongs there for a special reason. This has helped him get back into society.
Purpose, 我们看到这个字它的意思是目标。To have a sense of purpose 代表是在生活上有目标有意义。
Now, this sense of purpose is really important. The article says, this is exactly what Kimura hopes the newspaper will do. When we say this is exactly what, we're talking about giving people a sense of purpose. This is meaning that Kimura is hoping that the newspaper will give all hikikomori this sense of purpose.
And he did it.
Mm-hmm. He wants to do more than that, though. The article also tells us, Kimura's goal is not only to educate the public, but also to give all hikikomori a voice. It says that Kimura wants to educate the public. This is how he plans to change the public's perception of hikikomori. Educate is a verb, and it's spelled E-D-U-C-A-T-E, educate. Now, when you educate someone, you give them more information about something or show someone a better way of doing something so that they can improve in some way. For example, I don't know anything about caring for plants, so I'm reading these books to educate myself.
我不知道该如何照顾植物，所以呢，我就读这些书来教育我自己。To educate someone 就是教育某人的意思。那 educate 它的名词是什么呢？是 education。受到良好教育的人，我们可以用哪一个形容词来形容他呢？我们可以用 well educated。那 Kimura 的目标呢，不只是要教育大众，他也要让简居族的声音被听见。
Also, by giving hikikomori a voice, he's making sure that hikikomori can't be forgotten by the government or even by their friends and families. Now, here's the most important reason for the newspaper. The article tells us, most of all, however, he hopes it will encourage hikikomori to rebuild human relationships and rejoin society.Now, the phrase most of all is used to show that something is more important or to a higher degree than other things. For example, we could say, most of all, you must remember to lock all the doors before you leave. So, locking the doors is the most important thing.
最重要的是呢，你离开前啊，一定要记得锁上所有的门。文章中呢 ，most of all 放在句首，逗点之后带出所有之中最重要的事情。那我们也可以在同样的位置放上 most important of all， 或者是 most importantly。
Okay, so Kimura really wants the newspaper to help hikikomori to rebuild human relationships.Relationship is a noun, and it's spelled R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P, relationship. A relationship is the way that you behave or are connected to another person. You can have a relationship with someone in your family or relationships with friends, which are also called friendships, and many other kinds of relationships. In an example sentence, we could say...What's your relationship with Joe? Are you just friends or are you dating?
Relationship 是关系的意思。A relationship with somebody 与某人的关系。那跟一个人的关系可以是家人、朋友、情人、夫妻都可以放在这里来说。
Now, Kimura also hopes that Hikikomori can rejoin society. We saw the letters RE in front of the words build and join. These letters are usually used to mean again.
这里呢，我们也用到看字首的方式来解释这个字哦。我们看到的 rebuild 跟 rejoin 前面都有 re， 当你看到一个动词字首是 re， 代表它是重新再一次，所以 rebuild 是重新建立，那 rejoin 就是重新加入。文章最后提到呢，最重要的是啊， Kimura 他希望 Hikikomori News 能够鼓励简居族重新建立与他人的关系，并且重新加入社会。
Now, hopefully, Kimura's plan will work and Japan will see fewer numbers of Hikikomori in the years to come.
I agree. At least, I hope some people will get help from this newspaper.
Unfortunately, though, that's all the time we've got to talk about it today. But you can stay tuned for our For You chat coming up next.
For You chat.
Okay, we're going to get right into our For You chat question today. It is, what gives you a sense of purpose? Please explain your answer.
What gives me a sense of purpose? I think teaching English gives me a sense of purpose.
Because you're educating people.
Yes, and when I see students' smiles when they learn something new in a fun way in my classroom, it really makes my day.
That's great. That's actually really nice.
Yeah, what about you, Erin?
Well, when I'm...not working as an editor. Mm-hmm. I work as a stage manager.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So I really love working in the theater. I'm really good at it. It's a lot of paperwork for me, but I'm really good at paperwork and I really like organizing things for people.
Do you write lines for people to act on stage?
No, I don't write. I just, I make sure everyone has a schedule, knows where they have to be, knows what their lines are to say on the stage. That's my job. I get all the costumes and props ready as
well. Oh, so
you
arrange everything for the people that's going to act.
And so that gives me a sense of purpose, seeing everything put together so that everything works perfectly.
Right.
Okay, well, what about you guys? What gives you a sense of purpose? Talk about it with your friends and your classmates, but for now...We have to say goodbye. For English For You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Giving the Hikikomori a voice. Kimura has determined to change the public's perception of Hikikomori and help his fellow sufferers along the way. He is the founder of a new newspaper called Hikikomori News. Twice a month,Several Hikikomori meet in Kimura's apartment to discuss the newspaper's stories. The newspaper's first issue took Japan's government to task for omitting older Hikikomori from a survey. A few months later, the newspaper covered subjects related to female Hikikomori. Yuka Naruse, who spent a Hikikomori for 20 years,says some women remove themselves from society after getting married. This could be caused by increasing pressure from their husbands or in-laws. A 54-year-old Hikikomori, who goes by the name of Vosa Ikeda, says working for Hikikomori News gives him a sense of purpose. This is exactly what Kimura hopes the newspaper will do.Kimura's goal is not only to educate the public, but also to give all Hikikomori a voice. Most of all, however, he hopes it will encourage Hikikomori to rebuild human relationships and rejoin society.
Vocabulary Review.
Fellow. Work with your fellow students to answer the question, said Miss Liu. Omit. The news omitted information about the killing, so it wouldn't be too violent. Survey.
The survey shows how many people under 18 smoke in this city. Remove. Please remove your shoes before you go inside. Educate. We need to educate people about the dangers of drinking and driving. Relationship. The relationship between Jessica and her parents is so good that they can talk about anything.